Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we look at the requirements for an agricultural export packing house. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Independence Park Limited invites you to the Jamaica Premier League at the National Stadium on Monday, March 20. Please be reminded that it is illegal to smoke cigarettes or marijuana at this event under the Public Health Regulations 2013. Persons who breach the ban could be fined up to $50,000. The National Stadium is a no-smoking zone. The management of the Independence Park Limited thanks you for your support as we work together for a healthier environment.
Exporters are required to adhere to a number of requirements to export agricultural produce. One of the prerequisites is a certified packing house. All packing houses must meet required specifications to be certified for the packing of commodities for export. There are structural, drainage, operational, personnel, facilities, and sanitation guidelines.
If you're building a packing house, it must have this amount of ventilation. The floor must be smooth finish. You can only use stainless steel tables and sinks in it, etc. You must have a bathroom there. You must have a process flow.
Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Sunil Wilson. The inspection of these facilities is done by the plant quarantine produce inspectors. For structural requirements, the building must be separate from a dwelling house and of sound construction. The floor space should be a minimum of 1,000 square feet. The floor must be concrete to facilitate washing after packing. The wall surface should be smooth and painted with light color paint. The building should have adequate lighting and electricity, constructed to facilitate adequate ventilation and have a proper roof and eave. The building should be screened off to protect against entry of insects, birds, rodents, and other vermin or anything likely to contaminate the produce. Drainage is another important requirement in getting a packing house certified. There should be adequate internal drainage. There should also be adequate external drainage to prevent backflow of water in the operating area. A charcoal pit is also recommended to facilitate the disposal of chemical waste. For operational requirements, fixtures and equipment are needed for an efficient packing house operation. Washing facilities can be of plastic, metal, or concrete. There should be drying racks for curing fresh produce, stainless steel tables for sorting and grading, as well as plastic, rubber, or concrete treatment and dip tank for treating fresh produce pallets, stools, knives, brushes, mops, brooms, squeegee, shovel, scales, tables, and potable water. There should also be adequate space for loading and unloading of produce. The storage area is to be suitable for boxes, tape, staples, sawdust, chemicals, and adequate for finished products. Personal facilities should include staff bathroom and hand wash station, first aid kit, changing room, restroom, lunchroom, office, and access to a telephone. Sanitation is also important for a packing house facility. Therefore, waste disposal facilities, bins, and skips are essential for certification. Outside of the facility should be clean and free from any other activities that could be considered incompatible with the handling of fresh produce. The interior operation area and personnel facilities should also be hygienic. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The deeper you dig, the richer the soil. Translation: the deeper you dig, the richer the soil. And this means the greater the effort, the richer the rewards. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.